Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this morning is taken from the Holy Gospel, and our theme this morning, Jesus bids you to come and rest. Please be seated. My dearest brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, everyone loves a circus. Well, maybe I should say almost everyone loves a circus. We human beings, you know it and I know it to be true, we love being entertained. And it was no different. It was no different in Jesus' day there in Galilee. Many saw our Lord's ministry as a sideshow. Nothing serious. Yeah, he's doing all these miracles, and he's preaching something that's kind of new, but it's still entertaining nonetheless. Sadly, not much has changed in regards to human nature. It's truly very, very sad that many today regard church as a place of fun and entertainment. And if you hear a little bit about Jesus, just a tiny little bit, well and good. Yet, on the other side of the coin, there are those who are the super righteous. They are the upper crust of Christianity. And if you're able to mature your faith like they have, then you'll be in the know. And then you can become a super Christian. These attitudes were also taught there in Galilee and in Judah and in Israel. They weren't called super Christians, they were called Pharisees. You see, if you matured enough, you too could become a Pharisee. You must learn and you must work hard so that you could keep all 613 laws. 365 of them negative, oh, but there were 248 that were positive. What Jesus was confronting in Galilee then and in the church today, he confronts a heartless, cold, and arrogant brand of righteousness. Is it any wonder that Jesus looked at the people then and he looks at us today and says, "My dear lambs, I have compassion on them, for they are like sheep without a shepherd." It's so true what Solomon writes, that there is nothing new under the sun. So Jesus declares today, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children." Jesus makes this faithful confession after a sermon to a multitude, and it concerned their sinful natures. So then, so today, for the shakers and movers, for the haves, their brand of religion then and our brand of religion today, Christianity worked for them. They were successful because they kept the rules. Actually, I should say they kept their rules. And since you would want to be like a Pharisee or you want to be a super Christian, that should motivate you to also keep their rules. But sadly in the church, as it was back then, people got tired of being entertained. They got tired of being crushed under 613 laws. And as today, they get tired of the glitz and the glamour and the show. And sadly, they think that all, yes, all churches are like this. Instead of becoming Christians, they turn and they walk away from Jesus because they are being crushed by the entertainment, the fun, and the glamour. They're being crushed by the law, for they never hear the gospel. They never hear that Jesus has picked up the rock for them, and he has carried it. He has carried it to the cross for them. They never hear that it was Jesus who took the yoke upon him, that heavy yoke. And then he gives you, his dear little child, a light yoke. And his burden is not heavy. You see, too many Christians are taught to believe that the gospel of Jesus Christ is just one more pursuit of excellence. If you're clever enough, and if you're dedicated enough, then you too can create a solid faith in yourself if you're willing to work hard for it. And this is why Jesus declares this morning that salvation has been revealed to babes. Babes of whatever age, by the way. His babes are those who have outreached hands. They are believers who aren't always giving, but they are believers who are always receiving. Receiving what Jesus offers. For too often in our churches today, the people are told to give and to give and to give. Give till it hurts. But they're not told that faith reaches out and that faith receives from God. It receives His forgiveness. It receives His Word. It receives His holy sacraments. The babes of Zion are here this morning. And you are here to be fed. You are here to receive. You are here to receive the forgiveness of all your sins. Babes of Zion are here. You are here to receive His righteousness. The babes of Zion are here. Here to be carried into His kingdom. For He is your good shepherd who picks you up and holds you close to His breast. And it is He who will carry you into His kingdom. His little babes here at Zion, you are very happy to say to your Lord Jesus, Lord, You've done all the work, and I'm overjoyed to receive all Your gifts. Notice that it is Jesus. It's Jesus doing all of the work. And rightfully so, because He was the only one who was able to bear the heavy load. Dear ones, you have eternal life in Christ Jesus because He has done all the work for you. By His life, by His death, by His resurrection, even by His ascension into heaven. He's died on the cross for your sins. He's risen from the dead in order to raise you up on the great last day and to give to you, yes, to give to you everlasting life. And yes, He's even ascended into heaven, where there He is preparing a place for you. And He has already told us that if He goes to prepare a place for you, He will come back to take you to where He is. That is His promise. That is His guarantee. And He is the one whom we can trust. Jesus does not tell you. He does not even demand of any of you to work hard and do good enough, and then maybe I'll save you. No, it's just the opposite, isn't it? He lovingly speaks to you. Listen to His words once more. Come to Me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you and learn from Me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and will give you rest for your souls. For My yoke is easy, and My burden is light. Jesus says, come to Me. And He doesn't mean if you work hard enough so that you can make your way to Him. Dear parents, think of it this way. Think of the time that you lovingly scooped up your son or daughter, and you gently whispered in their ear, you come here. I have a wonderful gift for you. That's your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He has a wonderful gift for His little children. rest. Rest for all of His sons and daughters who are laboring and heavy laden. Dearest ones, there are really two kinds of people in the world. First, there are those who are laboring and heavy laden with their sin and with their weaknesses, and they know it. And secondly, there are those who know that they are laboring and heavy laden with their sin and with their weaknesses, and they don't know it. Rather, they don't care to know it. The first understand, like his little babes here at Zion, they understand that salvation isn't about rules of other people. They are very happy and very content to be resting in their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The second group, they do not think that their burdens are heavy, or that their yoke is, or that the yoke of Christ is light. They don't care to know that their burdens are light and that His yoke is easy. You see, they think they have no need of Jesus. They don't need a Savior. They can do it themselves. Instead, they'll work out their own salvation by their own rules. So Jesus says to people like that, "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." Jesus is your good shepherd, and it is He who gently leads you with His rod and staff. He is not a cruel taskmaster who drives you like a yoke of oxen, whip in hand, and demanding that you do better, do better, do good, and do it all the time. No, for you, His dear little babes of Zion, He is gentle and lowly of spirit, so much so that He gently rode into Jerusalem on the foal of a donkey. He suffered most lowly and most horrifically for you. He went humbly to the cross, and there He picked up your burden and nailed it right here, so that you would not have to bear it. Since Jesus suffered His Father's will and His Father's full wrath, which was His Father's will, you now have rest for your souls. And that rest, dear ones, is forever. No one can take that rest from you. For His yoke is easy and His burden is light, because the price for your salvation has already been paid. It has already been laid upon your Savior, and He paid it in full. So, did you hear Pastor's sermon this morning? He said that I don't have to do anything. So I can do whatever I want. I do not have to come to church. I don't have to come to Sunday school. I don't have to come to CWS. I don't have to come to adult Bible class. I don't even have to come and hear the word or partake of His body and blood. Jesus has already won salvation for me. There's nothing for me to do. May I remind you, dear one, old Adam, your sinful nature, is very, very skilled at hearing only what he wants to hear. That old sinful nature will always tell you, do the very least that you can. No, little children, delight in receiving from Him. Delight in reaching out and receiving from your Lord and Savior. Try this for a week. Try not eating for a week. Try hiding from mom and dad kids for a week. Or try hiding from your husband or wife. Or try hiding from Jesus forever. Eventually you'll grow weak and sick, and you'll be lost. You'll be lost because you'll no longer be connected to your Lord and Savior. You'll no longer be receiving His gifts that He gives to you freely, here in this place. Dear ones, it's foolish. There are foolish children in the world who do refuse to eat, who do refuse to listen, who do refuse and attempt to run and hide from Jesus. Yet your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ declares to each of you today that as He gives to you freely, just like you parents give to your children or to your grandchildren freely, He gives to you freely. So finally, dearest brothers and sisters, your struggles and your sins and your setbacks in life serve as a joy for you. While you must labor and suffer in this life, you know that it is not eternal. You know that one day Jesus will come for you, and He will bid to you, "Come unto Me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." His rest and salvation are yours, freely given, freely received. Receive in faith, since you, His dear little children, are forgiven, forgiven of all of your sin, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.